Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing a global humanitarian access overview for December 2024, a spotlight on violence against aid workers. Part 1. Executive Summary. The report highlights a global trend of increased violence against humanitarian personnel, facilities, and assets resulting from the escalation and intensification of armed conflicts. Even before it ended, 2024 was already the deadliest year for humanitarian workers worldwide, breaking the record set in 2023. This trend is primarily the result of significant levels of violence in Palestine and other conflict-affected countries, including Myanmar, Sudan, and Ukraine. Conflict levels have almost doubled in the past 5 years amid the worsening of existing conflicts and the resurgence of conflicts that for a long time were of low intensity. In 2020, more than 104,000 conflict events were recorded, compared to nearly 200,000 in 2024. While non-state armed groups and criminals are among the main perpetrators of violence against humanitarian workers, the participation of state military forces is increasing. There is also a continuing pattern of the harassment, coercion, and detention of aid workers in places such as Myanmar and Yemen, often for political motives or to hinder access to humanitarian crisis information. Beyond the recent escalation of conflicts, protracted crises in countries such as Burkina Faso, the DRC, Ethiopia, and Nigeria pose a significant threat to humanitarian workers. The presence of a multiplicity of armed parties, each trying to assert their territorial control and policies, amid mistrust towards humanitarian workers, makes operations very challenging in the conflict-affected areas of these countries. Road ambushes are among the most common attacks in such contexts, severely restricting the movement of humanitarian organizations. In response, authorities may impose military escorts in certain high-risk areas of these countries, but this challenges upholding the principle of neutrality for humanitarian organizations. The analysis of the intentionality of violence reveals considerable variations, depending on the context, from crimes of opportunity to overt attacks on humanitarian workers for political, economic, or other reasons. Other cases involve collateral damage, such as from aid explosions, shelling, or stray bullets during armed conflict. One of the trends that emerged from analyzing the different cases is the excessive exposure of national staff to violence. In different contexts, almost all the workers who were killed were national staff. Their position, proximity to communities, and perceived ability to navigate dangerous security situations put them at risk of targeting by various conflict parties. There are also the social dynamics of the communities of origin of national staff that worsened their exposure to violence. In South Sudan, for instance, national staff may be subject to revenge killings in the context of community conflicts or suffer from various forms of aggression spurred by perceptions of their wealth. Whether they are the result of collateral damage, political or economic motivations, disagreement with the implementation of humanitarian activities for moral reasons, accusations of support for conflict parties, or even the obstruction of access to certain areas, all the conditions that have led to these levels of violence are expected to persist in the next 6 months. Unless there is a de-escalation in the most intense armed conflicts, such as Myanmar, Palestine, Sudan, or Ukraine, violence levels against aid workers are expected to remain at a similar level, if not worsen further. Part 2. Introduction. ACAPS Humanitarian Access Overview provides a snapshot of the most challenging contexts for humanitarian access globally in the past 6 months. In the Global Humanitarian Access Index, ACAPS analysts considered 9 variables for ranking and comparing humanitarian access levels worldwide. Data was gathered per specific crisis at the national, subnational, and regional levels. Information was then aggregated at the country level, and a country score was provided as an indication of the humanitarian access situation. Between June to November 2024, crisis-affected populations in 36 countries experienced high-to-extreme access constraints that made it difficult for them to meet their basic needs. By November, ACAPS was monitoring humanitarian crises in 93 countries around the world. Access scores show a deterioration in 20% of the crisis-affected countries and an improvement in 14%. This stability, however, mostly indicates the persistence of severe access constraints, with 43% of the crisis-affected countries where humanitarian access has remained stable scoring between high to extreme access levels. This issue of the Global Humanitarian Access Overview focuses on one indicator from the Humanitarian Access Analysis Framework: violence against personnel, facilities, and assets. This includes security incidents, such as attacks, abductions, the killing of workers, and the looting of humanitarian warehouses or humanitarian assets. The emphasis on this indicator stems from the surge in high-intensity armed conflicts worldwide, making the security and safety of humanitarian workers even more challenging. Consequently, the report mainly focuses on a selection of conflict-affected crises and examines the trend for these security incidents, their impact on humanitarian response, and how the situation might evolve in the coming months based on historical data. This report provides access indicators for all countries as well as overviews of countries experiencing extreme, very high, and high access constraints. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis. Change the outcome.